granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is fast losing interest in his role of sole owner and manager of the Jot 'em Down store. In fact, he has just about reached the point where he is considering taking Lum, currently working as a delivery boy, back into the partnership. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the store voicing his plans to Grandpappy Spears.
You mean you're actually going to take Lum back in partnerships with you, Abner?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, Grandpap. My mind's made up.
Well, you ain't just going to give him half the store again, are you?
Well, yeah.
You ain't going to charge him nothing for it?
Why, of course not. Wouldn't do no good to charge him for it no way. He ain't got no money to pay for it with. All the money he's got now is what little I'm paying him for being my delivery boy, and that won't buy no store.
Yes, sir, this is the pigeon-toedest thing I ever heard of. I thought you was having a lot of fun bossing Lum around. You said the other day that this was just the chance you'd been waiting for 20 years.
Yeah, I know I did.
Now you turn right around and throwing the whole thing away.
I know. But I tell you, it's a cuter thing, Grandpap. For as long as I can recollect, I've been wishing I could get the upper hand with old Lum and order him around like he done me. I always wanted to be the boss for a while. But now I finally got that chance and I just find I don't like it after all.
Well, that's human nature, I reckon. Lots of fellers is like that. For instance, now take the case of Orlo Wormley. Now, there
he
was a
fellow. Orlo is a heap different job than I ever figured it'd be.
Orlo Wormley was a fellow.
Now, just look at all this stack of stuff here, Grandpap. OPA blanks, Social Security things to fill out, unemployment insurance, and withholding income tax to figure out. Doggies, it's getting to where I got to work clean up to midnight to try to figure out all this stuff. And even then, I can't do it.
Yeah, well, now, that was sort of like the case of a feller I knowed once. Orlo Wormley.
I seen a batch of blanks in the other day, and they come back, claimed I got everything wrong on them. Lummy, I don't know what to do with them.
And Lum won't help you with none of that, huh?
Why, no, he won't lift a finger. Claims that that's out of his department. All he does is just go around the store singing his silly head off all the time. That tickle passing mama or some such prattle.
Yeah, well, now you take the case of Orlo Wormley.
And the worst part of it is, whenever he sees me working on one of them blanks, why, he just walks around here laughing to himself. Doggies, I'd borrow the varmint if I could get anybody else to holler in his place.
Who's that, Abner?
Why, Lum, of course.
Oh, Lum. Yeah. Somehow or other, the name Orlo Wormley popped into my mind just then. I thought you were talking about him.
No, Lum's who I'm talking about.
Say, I heard you was aiming to take him back into partnerships with you. Is that so?
Why, of course. That's what I've been telling you for the last half hour.
Yes, sir. I never thought you'd ever bring yourself to do that, Abner.
Well, to be right honest, Grandpap, I never did neither. Fact is, I hate to do it. Because I know that's just exactly what that Lum wants me to do. I can see through his whole plan now. But, Lord me, I don't know what else to do. I'm just at my wit's end. I can't handle it, that I know.
Well, personal, I'm proud to see you do it, Abner.
Yeah.
You fellas sort of belong together. Oughtn't to be separated this way. Or to be partners like you always been.
Yeah, I reckon so, Grandpa.
Just like David and Jonathan, like Damon and Runyon, Hart Schaffner and Marks, and Orlo Wormley and Goodcom Tucker.
Yeah.
All them fellas.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Before I tell Lum I'm taking him back in partnership, though, I'm going to give him one last good bossing around, I'll tell you that. I'm going to ball him out something wonderful.
Going to boss him, huh?
Yeah, I'm just going to jump all over him with all 4 feet. I'll have him crawling around on the floor like a little kitten.
Now, you want to be careful, Abner. I wouldn't shave Lum too far. Don't forget, he's a heap bigger than you there.
Oh, well, I ain't worried about that. Quick as I tell him he's getting half the store back again, why, he'll be so tickled to hear that he'll forget all about the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, I reckon so. That reminds me of what happened to a friend of mine once named Orlo Wormley.
Orlo Wormley?
Yeah.
Now, exactly what did happen to him, Grandpa?
Well, what I'm about to tell you, Abner, you won't hardly believe, I'll tell you that for a start.
Well, I don't generally believe nothing you tell no way, so go ahead.
Well, see, now, poor old Wormley was a man that owned first acquaintance with him. You'd never
had Elkins. Wait a minute, Grandpap. There he comes.
Orlo's coming?
No. See him out yonder?
Oh.
Dog, it's just too bad you can't stay and hear this bossing I'm going to give you.
Well, I can stay. I ain't got nowhere else to go to.
Yes, you have to now, because I don't want nobody else around. Special you. You'd more than likely get to feeling sorrowful for Lum when I jump on him and take up for him.
No, I wouldn't do that. I won't interfere.
You might do it, though. Fact is, Grandpap, I wish you'd go out the back way so you won't stand in the door and start a long-winded conversation with
me. I won't say a word.
Well, I ain't taking no chances, though, I'll tell you that. I don't want you or nobody else to spoil this for me. This is the day I've been waiting for. Now, hurry up now. Get on out the back way before Lum sees you.
Yeah, all right. But wait till you ask a favor of me sometime.
Well, hurry up now. Here he comes. Get on out of here.
They cut down the old pine.
Dogus, come in here, boy.
Huh?
Where about you been at so long?
I was just out making the deliveries, is all.
Now, don't start making no excuses.
I ain't making no excuses.
Yes, you are, too. Don't stand and try to talk back to me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Peabody.
And don't call me Mr. Peabody.
Huh?
No, wait a minute. That's what I want you to call me. Yeah.
Yes, sir, Mr. Peabody.
Well, come on in here now. Pay attention to me, because I got something special to tell you. Stand up there straight now. Like a soldier. I don't want you to be interrupting me either. Just let me have my talk out.
No, sir.
You understand now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now then, boy, just look at me. Look at me.
I'm
pay
looking
attention.
At you.
All right, now here's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you...
Yeah.
I'm asking you to join up partnerships with me again.
Join up partnerships?
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you back your half the store, Lum. Now, what do you think of that?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Peabody, I don't believe I'll accept your offer.
Yeah, well, get in right now. Me and you won't accept it. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, for the land's sake.
See, I've been studying on this, Abner, and I believe I'm pretty happy the way I am.
Now, Lum, you've got to take your half of the store back.
But I don't want it back.
Well, now, Lum, please take it back. Please do.
No, the way I am now, I ain't got none of them responsibilities like you have.
I know that.
I ain't got a care in the world.
No.
6 o'clock comes, I'm all through for the day.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't have to worry about the profits or nothing.
Why, of course not.
And I'm on a steady wage now. I know exactly how I stand, how much money I'm making every day.
Yeah.
Fact is, I'm more than likely making more than you have. So why should I give up all that just to be partners again?
Well, now listen, Lum. You just can't do this to me.
I don't know what's going to keep me from doing it.
Well, now, think of all the years that we've been partners.
That's what
friends.
I was thinking about.
Yeah, just like them fellas, Damon's and Runyon's and Schaffner's and Marks and all that. Good, true friends. That's what we ought to be. Good, true friends and partners. You wouldn't treat an old friend like me this way, would you?
My mind's made up, Abner.
Dogan, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pay you some extra cash money if you'll take your half the store back.
Now, you can't bribe.
Well, now, listen, Lum.
Abner, no use arguing with me. I know exactly what I want to do.
You do, huh?
I couldn't go back into partnership with you now anyway, because I wouldn't have time for it.
Wouldn't have time?
No, I wouldn't. See, I'm going in business for myself.
Well, now,
I've been working on a big deal here, and I'm just about ready to begin commencing it. Fact is, I'll more than likely get it started tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. That is, if certain stuff comes in the mail. Sort of expected it today, but it never comes.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. What kind of business is this that you're going into?
Well, I'd rather not tell you about it just yet, Abner. It's still sort of confidential.
You mean that you ain't actually got no business to go into?
No, I got it all right. And it's a good, legal, upstanding, big money business.
Big money, huh?
Yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah. More than likely, I'll make so much money out of this, I won't know where to keep all of it.
Huh?
And I'll tell you one thing for sure. I'll be wearing diamonds.
Diamonds?
Diamonds, stick pins, diamond rings, diamond cuff buttons, everything.
Well, where about you going to get all these diamonds?
Don't worry. I know where to get them.
You do, huh?
I got everything all studied up. I'll be the biggest executive this town's ever saw.
You ain't going to turn out to be no robber, are you?
No. Diamond Jim Eddards, they'll call me.
Jim Eddards?
Yes, sir. Old Diamond Jim Eddards. That's me.
Who's going to call you that?
The folks around town here, of course.
Oh.
I might have to start it myself.
Why, of course. They know better than that. They know your name ain't Jim. It's Lum.
It used to be Lum, but I'm thinking of changing it to Jim.
Legal.
Jim.
Diamond Jim Edwards. Honey, that sounds good, don't it?
Dog, as long I believe all this money you're going to make is going to your head. How much do you figure you'll clear every week in this new business of yours?
Oh, I don't know. Hard to tell. Might be up in the millions for all I know. I'll have to hire a Philadelphia lawyer to keep track of it for me. I know that.
Well, I do know.
Yeah, more than likely I have to have two Philadelphia lawyers to handle it.
Well, I'm proud to hear you're doing so well, Tom, but I just hope you won't forget all us common folks when you get so rich that way.
Oh, no, I won't let that affect me none. Going right on speaking to you just same as all us did, just like you's as good as I am.
You will, huh?
Yeah, don't worry about that. Money won't make me forget my old friends.
Well, I hope not, Tom.
There goes Diamond Jim Edwards, folks will say. I'm not the richest man in the world, but still common as old shoes. That's what they'll say.
Yeah. Well, man, I reckon this is goodbye then, Diamond Jim.
Well, goodbye.
Now, I know that you don't want to hurt my feelings by quitting your job here with me alone, but it's all right. You go right ahead and do
well,
it.
Well, now, wait, Abner.
It's all right. I'll get along the best I can. I know now that you're practical a millionaire. You don't want to be no little old delivery boy just making a measly $10 a week.
Well, wait a minute, though. I want to keep that job.
I'll keep it.
I may be a big industrial executive now, but I, Granny's, I got to have something to live on, don't I?
Oh.
No, sir, I ain't quitting this job. That is, for a while yet, anyway.